the show the other day, we were discussing an article that was released. There's a study that's been done into what happens after you die, right? And I was saying that apparently scientists are saying you're still actually conscious after your body's stopped working, your heart stopped beating. And so you can kind of hear the doctors say time of death, 6:03 or whatever. Yeah. So we were talking about that.
Yeah, well, that's when I said, well, we should talk to someone who's actually been pronounced dead.
Mm.
And then I remembered I have a friend who has actually been pronounced dead twice before, which is, and it's an unbelievable story. So first of all, before we tell his story, I thought I'd welcome him to the show now. Semi, thanks for coming on, brother.
How you going? Hey, everybody.
Mate, you're famous now.
Yeah. Not,
so basically, tell everyone what happened. So you got involved in a road rage incident 5 years ago. The guys that were on the other end turned on you. They were both under the influence of things, allegedly. And then you got stabbed how many times?
I got stabbed 15 times to like the head, neck, shoulder and lower back.
Jeez.
And then we went to a friend's house. My brother had a mate who was a specialist at Westmead Hospital. And by the time we got there, he had called the paramedics. And from that time, from when I got into the ambulance, that was on the way to the hospital, that first 10 minutes. I don't remember exactly, but I went into a dream. And that's apparently when I was the first pronounced dead on the way to the hospital.
Wow. And in that dream, do you remember what you saw? Or
I wouldn't say it was a good dream at first.
Hmm.
It was more so like me going into quicksand and trying to get out of it.
That's crazy. And then when was the second time you were pronounced dead?
The second time was when I was on the operating table. That should have been the end of me because today I should have been brain dead because that's the longest that I've been pronounced dead was for half an hour.
Wow.
So your heart had technically stopped beating for half an hour?
Yeah, for half an hour, yes.
So what did
They were still pumping blood and oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
But blood and oxygen, because I was fit and I was playing AFL and I was surfing, my heartbeat, it'll stop. It stopped, but they never gave up. And then it slowly, it'll jump back into rhythm and then it'll stop again. But then even when my heart stopped, they still were pumping blood and oxygen because they knew that they weren't going to give up.
Mm.
That's crazy. Oh, yeah. Semi, so if you're just tuning in, we're talking to someone who's been pronounced dead twice before. During that second time when you were pronounced dead for half an hour, did you have any dreams that time or was it just complete darkness?
I did have some dreams. I had been talking with my psychologist and trying to go back on those dreams.
Mm.
I did have a dream of because I used to surf before, so I felt from that first dream of going into quicksand and drowning, I felt like, you know, the second dream was more like a recovery.
Mm.
And I felt like, you know, that one day that I made it to the Billabong Surf Pro, and then I finally got all my surfboards, and I was actually the first Fijian to make it into the Billabong Surf Pro.
Wow. Do you think maybe that the first dream could have you been going to hell and the other one you going up to heaven? Do you know what I mean? Because they
sinking say, and then
you
rising
never
on the waves.
Probably, yeah. Just I was pulling me into hell. And then the money was taking me to heaven.
Your twin brother was taking you to heaven. Who knows?
Hey, they were saying in this article that a lot of people were aware of their surroundings, even though their heart had stopped beating. Do you remember that at all? Do you remember anything that was going on in the room around you?
As in the hospital?
Yeah, while you were technically dead.
I don't actually remember anything going on in the hospital, but then when I woke up out of the coma, and then my brothers and my parents, they shared to me what exactly happened. It's weird because I can then re-picture the whole thing happening. Mm. From start to finish, because I remember when I woke up, I remember everything that happened from start to finish.
Really? That's unusual.
Yeah, it's weird. And then all of a sudden I can it's almost like replaying a movie and watching everything happen. So from when I got into the ambulance to when I went into, when they were pumping blood and oxygen for 4 hours, before they started the operation, so I can pretty much picture all that happening.
Crazy. Semi, I visited you a couple of times when you were in the coma. Tell everyone how long you were there for until you woke up.
I was there originally for 74 days.
Wow.
74 days. And then I heard my mum was holding onto my hand, and she was singing. And then luckily there was a nurse in the room. My mum had called my name. I grabbed her hand, and then I woke up. But as I woke up, they had to... it was funny because the nurse looked at me, and then she looked at my hand, and I went to grab the tube out of my neck. It's almost like something that happens in a movie. She came at me, and then I pushed her away, and then she just jumped towards me and grabbed my hand. And then because I was trying to push her away, they had a joke about it because it took 13 nurses to restrain me.
Ooh, Sammy, strong man.
How old are you? 6 foot what?
33, 6 foot six.
6 foot six and big Fiji Islander, aren't you?
I'm trying to be like a model like you, but yeah.
This guy, imagine 13 nurses holding down a 6 foot six Fijian surfer. It would have been a sight to see.
Was that reaction because you didn't know where you were? You didn't know what was going on? Were you just panicking?
I was overwhelmed. And then I was wondering why that tube was going into my neck.
Yeah.
So, and plus of the, so they sedated me.
Mm-hmm.
They sedated me straight away. And then about 2 days later, 2 or 3 days later, I then slowly woke up.
Wow. Sammy,
so
why?
It would have been 77 days.
What's the significance with the, that was a stab mark in your neck, wasn't it? What was the, why was that one so bad? That's pretty well what made you die, wasn't it?
Because that's, it was that and the head wound. It wasn't actually a slice. The knife actually went through. It didn't touch the jugular vein. It was about 3 centimeters from the jugular, but it stopped at. That's the reason why I'm seeing a physio today in Cairo. The knife had stopped at my C5 vertebra and took a chunk out.
Wow.
Jeez, you sound like you got so lucky to pull through this.
And then for many years after that, you didn't have a voice, did you, Sammy? So it's good to hear your voice back now. You're sounding a lot better.
Yeah, I've now got a plate. Hasn't beeped yet, but I've got a plate that they've put into my neck that has helped me talk and stuff like that, yeah.
Wow, Sammy, that is such an insane story. So you believe there's some weight to this theory that you do know what's going on and you are still with us after you die for a little bit?
Yep, exactly.
Crazy.
Wow.
That is an incredible story.
And now, where's it at now? I won't even ask that. We probably can't talk about that. I was going to say the courts.
Yeah, you can talk to it.
That is an incredible story. Thank you so much for sharing it with us today, Sammy. That's amazing.
Right. That's Sammy Marlowe. He's been stabbed for how many times? 15 times, was it?
15 times.
15. That's Sammy Marlowe. There's a man that's been stabbed 15 times before over a road rage incident and pronounced dead twice. What a story.
Can I just ask one more question? Do you find that you're afraid of death now after you've kind of experienced it?
Oh, it's weird now. I'm not afraid of death, but I like to, like, you know how people say they like living on the edge? I like living on the edge. Like, I'm not afraid to go to the corner of cliffs, or like when I go surfing now, like I'm doing stand-up paddleboarding, I want to go where all the big waves are. Like, I like those sort of things. Like, I'll take things a little bit a step further than like just a bit of the safety net.
Mm.
And I'm not worried about it.
You're like a cat, Sammy. You've been pronounced dead twice before. Yeah. A third time's not going to hurt you, you know?
Still got 7 lives left, mate. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
That's okay. Thank you. Thanks for having me.